Blog Talk Radio.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. They give me all kinds of warnings. Save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. But surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. Ah, people say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice, designed to enlighten me. Tell them that I'm doing fine, watching the shadows on the wall. Well, don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here making the wheels.
Welcome to episode 53 of And Now for Something Completely Different, CAB Family Enterprises Show. CAB is the business that my wife and myself started back in March or April of 2014. CAB's aim is to bring you as much variety in merchandise and services as is possible for a small business to bring. It's kind of like a modern day 5 and 10, as I was trying to explain to somebody today, kind of like a cross between what Kmart was on a scaled down size to a I say was because our Kmart disappeared, but they're still in business. A drugstore without the drugs, you know, a variety of merchandise with a lot of inexpensive merchandise being the highlight. And we've also taken it to the internet age. We have an eBay store. We sell Amway. We sell Avon, and all sorts of other goodly things. And I am still working. I know I've been talking about this for months. I'm still working on setting up our own direct store on the internet, And I'm off this week, so maybe I'll make some progress in getting that all set up and put together. So today's show is not the usual Friday night review show. In fact, it's kind of a hastily put together show in that I threw it together in a very short period of time, mostly because I've been preparing for what is CAB's biggest event yet. On Sunday, the Adorno Fathers Family Fair in Ramsey, New Jersey. It's a street fair, and it has had in the past attendance of over 5,000 people. And so we're looking forward to being there. And it's since I am also working tomorrow, I wanted to try to start getting stuff ready, stuff packed up. Since we have small cars, we have to take two cars to an event. So that also creates some fun. You have to bring your own tables and all that, as well as the merchandise. So that led me to tonight's episode, which is called Life, the Universe, and Everything. It's my kind of way, and also my tip of the hat to the late Douglas Adams, who wrote the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy trilogy, the third book in the six-book or seven-book trilogy these days, was called Life, the Universe, and Everything. And so we're going to look at running a small business, making decisions on the fly about a business or about in life, because that seems to be happening all the time. And that's as good a point as any to bring me to John Lennon and to let you know what life is about.
Change the rhythm a little now and do something a little more slow. Sit down then.
Close your eyes. Have no fear. The monster's gone. He's on the run and your daddy's here. Cross the street, take my hand. Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful boy. Beautiful, beautiful. better and better. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Darling, 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 darling Sean.
Beautiful Boy by John Lennon, and if there's anybody who is responsible for teaching me about life, the universe, and everything, John Lennon would be one of those, because life clearly is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. So in the course of trying to set out what I wanted to do with the business and how I wanted to approach preparing for this Adorno Father's Fair, I thought I had scheduled myself to be off yesterday and today. Well, I didn't do that. I scheduled it for all of next week. So that had ripple effects. I had to find a way to prepare for tomorrow's show. I mean, for Sunday's show. It's our biggest event yet. The first, it's an equivalent to a street fair. And usually those street fairs, it's particularly the ones that this company that we use or that we go to, JC Promotions, runs, run about double the cost of this one, and so it was a good value. They do it twice a year. We missed out on the first one, but we will be participating in the fall show. So this is going to be an experience for us, something that is new. I'm trying to put together, as I came home from work this evening, I got home and started thinking about how am I going to approach this, what am I going to load into which of our vehicles. I can only take two vehicles, number one, because my mother's just recovering from cataract surgery, and she still does not have her glasses that will allow her to see when she drives, and her driver's license has a restriction on it that she must wear glasses when driving. So that's one of the events that will take place this week. I guess we will take her to the eye doctor to get her glasses. Plus, there is Mr. Ray, who is still not terribly well behaved when left alone. And so there are solutions that will have to be obtained for that. And I'll talk about Ray a little later on in the show, because right now I'm focusing on the business and how it has resulted in some unusual and unexpected results. So let me just take a little break and play you some George Harrison, Crackerbox Palace. Thank you.
right to, not knowing where to start. I looked around for someone who may help reveal my heart. Someone said, while you're apart, let's crack a box, pilot, do what the rest don't do. Or face the fact that crack a box, pilot, may have no other choice than to deport you.
Resulted in our biggest sales, and that would be trading cards. We've had some pretty big sales in terms of trading cards at our various locations, and in particular at the Garfield Boys and Girls Club, which is a trading card and collectibles venue. And as I started to put things together, I was thinking, you know, we really should try to concentrate on selling items at this show that we haven't had a chance to sell too much of late, because we've been doing a lot of the collectible shows, primarily because there's not a lot of flea markets around, and then we're limited by my constraints of only being able to attend events on Sundays, because I work Monday to Friday, and then I also work on Saturday, and then especially during the Can-Am League baseball season, we are where Sundays are the single day that we go to the games the most, because it's just easier for me, again, because it's the one day I'm not working. So we go through all those conflicts of events and scheduling and all of that. And as I said, this is about what's unexpected in running a small business, and that's one of those things. Also, when you do sales on eBay, it's a lot more difficult than it sounds, because you've got to invest time in drafting up a resolution or a description of the item, and usually that description has to have some kind of compliance with eBay rules or eBay conditions on what a good description is, and they do that primarily to help you sell an item and to get it found, because they know over the years what kinds of things, what kind of keywords and what kind of descriptions help people find you. All right, well, let me move on a little bit from that and play you another song. Let's play some Zevon. Night to my darling wife. Okay, so starting a new business, and another one of those things that you do on the fly sometimes is the show. I made a decision about the content of tonight's show, the topic of the show, pretty much about an hour or so before I went on the air. Hold on a sec. Let me play you some Jimmy Buffett. About interruptions and unexpected events. My mom was calling up while I was chatting, and that's why I abruptly broke into a song there so that I could speak with her. She was telling me about Mr. Ray, who has it's been raining here today, raining pretty hard, and Mr. Ray is turned into Mr. Valentino. He's a Mr. Dainty Paws when it comes to rainy weather. So as soon as I am finished with what I'm doing, I will have to attempt to get Mr. Ray to venture outside so that he can take care of business. That's what those are the kinds of things that John Lennon meant about life being what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. While I'm here trying to conduct this show, stuff happens that interrupts me. And we are actually at the halfway point, so let me play, moving right along, our halfway song. to run a small business is having enough time to make sure that you bring all the things that you wanted to bring to a given event and have your plan go into effect and have all the materials that you need. And I just find that constant interruptions and constant diversions from this and that keep you from being able to, and just an overall general lack of time are all major constraints. And again, it's all about what events life brings you, like a little dog who just constantly barks and barks and barks when you leave him alone. He's so anxious, but he's an absolute joy. You don't get the dog you want, you get the one that you need. And he is just such a little ray of sunshine. Right now I'm concerned because he may have eaten some acorns or acorn shells, and I've been reading up, and those aren't healthy. They're actually dangerous for dogs. I'm hypersensitive to about everything that's going on with him. His Ray is a jumper. He has these tremendous hind legs, and he jumps and he jumps and he jumps, and he has a collar, you know, that kind of it does a little bit of a choke job, and I'm worried about his breathing, and he's got a little bit of breathing action going on, and that makes me nervous, especially given what happened with Val. Val had some breathing issues towards the end. I don't know if that's what caused his ultimate end, but it's gotten the way that Val died has me hypersensitive about everything with Ray. I wanted to make sure that everything gets done right, that there's no possible thing that I'm doing that could contribute to any harm to Mr. Ray. And so he's been quite a challenge. He's a very different dog. He's definitely been trained, but he has his issues and his quirks. And again, so life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. I wasn't planning on having another dog when Val died, but I wasn't exactly planning for Val to die at exactly the time that he did. I thought that we'd have a little bit more time with him. And I wasn't prepared for my reaction. And I made a very, very quick decision because I knew I was going to go nuts. And Ray has been just what I needed. He's a very loving dog. He is very loyal. He may not listen very well, but he's young. He's young. He's like, they said he was 3, but he's probably more like between 1 and 2 in maturity level. And he's learning. He's learning, but it's a long road to hoe, and it's a big challenge. How do you get an anxious dog to stop being anxious? It's tough. It's very, very tough. And it takes time. It takes time and patience and effort and consistency. And that's really hard to do when you're not in total control 24/7 of what happens to the animal. And with Ray, I made it clear, crystal clear, that he is a family dog, whereas Val was me and all me, and that's the way I wanted it to be, and that's the way it had to be. Ray's a different dog at a different time and a different purpose. And like I said, life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. You don't get what you want or expect. You get what you need. And so, are you ready for confetti?
the galaxy. He read their fortunes and they set him free. He was for the best famous scientist. Less living in the future is too hard to resist.
Got 16 minutes. So in another case of life is busy, it's what happens to you while you were busy making other plans. Last week, or a couple weeks ago, we were coming back from a show at the Garfield Boys and Girls Club and heading to the Saturday game 4 of the Can-Am League Championship when we're almost at the campus and at the stadium, and boom, I got hit from behind. Nothing major, but it put a little slash into my car, and you know how cars are these days. They're made out of plastic, and when there's any kind of damage at all, they can't fix it. They can't bang it out. They can't, you know, mend it. They have to replace it. So, after a bit of negotiation, I agreed to a certain payment from the woman that hit me, and a certain method, and she did that, and so the car got repaired, but it all required a diversion from the plan, and some unexpected time and effort having to be spent on negotiating the terms of the settlement and getting the car repaired, and then having to arrange for alternate transportation for the 2 days that the car was unavailable to me. So, there's all that kind of stuff that comes up in a day-to-day, whether you're running a business, whether you're living your life. It's life, the universe, and everything. It's all the planning that you can do, all the planning that you make. It's the unexpected that drives the course. So as I was starting to say, our biggest selling items have been trading cards. But on this flea market, this street fair, I view it as an opportunity to try to sell some things that we haven't had much of an opportunity to sell. So we're going to be leaving the trading cards home this weekend. And so we'll see what happens. I'm hoping for some decent results. We'll see. Theoretically, 5,000 people could be traipsing by. They could be your market. So it could be an interesting opportunity. Okay. So let me. I kind of buried my agenda for tonight's show. Let me go to the electronic version. Okay, so not only does it affect the business, and as I indicated, with Ray, you know, unexpected things. Unexpected things happen with your health, with the health of loved ones. As I said, I was dealing with some issues, we still are, with my mom having had cataract surgery. Karen hurt her shoulder, and the orthopedist said that it was so swollen that they couldn't see whether there was a break or whether it was just some ligament damage. A very similar thing happened with her foot a few years ago. And so the doctors had to err on the side of absolute caution. And even in your, you know, if you are employed in a full-time day-to-day job, we are getting a new high-speed full-color printer, and they're trying to figure out exactly how it's going to fall into our current space. They're moving everything around. They're trying to figure out if they have to move my staff, and if they do, where and how much and what configuration, and trying to get all the needs for power and internet and communications in. And the plans, according to my boss, keep changing day to day. So we hear different stories on different occasions. So it's kind of interesting, and having to deal with what comes is just part of life, the universe, and everything, and a rainbow connection.
That every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star. Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Frog and Rainbow Connection. Let me start off by playing our first traditional closing song, Radio Radio by Elvis Costello.
Now
Okay, that was Elvis Costello and Radio. And so the closing song is I Gotta Go.
Got time to shoot the breeze, got no time to blow. Excuse me, mister, if you please, I gotta go. Born one morn on the day of the dead, and bombed out bungalow. My mama kissed my cheek and said, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Waste some time standing here, I gotta go. They put me in an orphanage west of Tupelo. I told them when I burnt that bridge, I gotta go. Stole a car, got a gun, robbed a hiding hole. I left Memphis on the run, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Waste time standing.
I will do a live broadcast from the Adorno Fathers Fair, as well as several other forecasts or podcasts during the week while I'm off. You have a good one. I gotta go.